Thanks for downloading this edition of The Call of the Day. For even more hours of Dr. Laura, become a family premium member now at drlaura.com.
Erica, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
I have been a longtime listener, and I had an instance with one of my friends, and I feel like I need some clarity, maybe a good kick in the pants if that's what's needed, or just, I guess, some guidance. So anyway, I got in an argument with one of my girlfriends, and I was told that I am very judgmental.
Okay, now what is your understanding as to what that means?
My understanding is that I do have very clear ideas in my life.
No.
Okay.
That has nothing to do with being judgmental.
That I make a, I guess I make a call in my mind based on a situation of maybe how I would handle it. Is it right? Is it wrong?
Okay, let me give you. Judgmental is a very negative term to describe somebody who rushes to judgment without reason.
Okay, that's not me.
That's correct. That is the word that is misused to condemn people who have either a very serious moral point of view, religious point of view. That is the word that's used, like calling somebody racist, sexist, this is, that is.
Okay.
It's a way to shut somebody down who has strong opinions. There's a difference between strong opinions that somebody doesn't like or agree with and rushing to form a judgment without reason. That's judgmental.
Okay.
Someone who forms a lot of opinions, they're usually negative, they're usually critical, they're usually about a lot of people, and they usually are not based on necessarily anything that has to do with critical thinking. That's a misused word, just like guilt is a misused word.
Okay.
So what didn't you agree with that made her call you judgmental, assuming you're not?
She said that that both she and her children feel many times that I don't like them.
That has nothing to do with being judgmental. So what do you not like them about?
And so then I said, I don't see her children very often. And I said, the last time I saw your son, we were at her house having some girl time, drinking, you know, a glass of wine, and her son was talking about moving in with his girlfriend. And so I expressed that I thought that was a very stupid idea, and that if he were my child, I would probably cut off any sort of financial help, and that he was making his girlfriend an unpaid whore.
Oh, you sound just like me. Wonder where you got it.
I listen to you all the time. My girl.
Okay, now you have to understand two things. Number one, did anybody ask your opinion?
Yes, she did.
Number one, if your opinion is asked, you give your opinion. Number two, if they don't like what they hear, it doesn't make you judgmental.
Okay.
So you're not judgmental. You have an opinion. She asked for it. Otherwise, you'd be rude. I mean, people call me on this program. I don't pick up the phone book and just flip it open and pick a name.
Sure. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't, I guess, sometimes I don't have that kind of...
Hey, I don't want to guess. I don't want to guess. I don't want you to guess.
Okay.
No guessing. You were asked. I don't care how you said it. You were asked.
So if this is a close friend of yours and you're sitting around and, you know, as teenagers will come in and they'll, you know, we were all having a conversation, whether it's about school or college or what have you.
Do you just keep quiet? Yes.
Okay.
And all my close friends know my opinions.
Well, most of mine do,
so they wouldn't be asking me. And I have friends who have adult kids who are doing things I don't approve of. My mouth is shut. It's none of my business. You've heard me a million times on the show to say to somebody, it ain't your business.
Okay.
And I do the same thing to myself. If it ain't my business, I do not comment. And if I have to, I withdraw from the circumstance. You know, see you tomorrow. We'll go hiking again.
Okay.
That's it. I don't give my opinions unless asked. And if I'm asked, I tell. Wait a minute. Carson, you know that? You know what I'm asking for? Truth? Handle? Hit it. Okay. Hang in there, Erica. Carson and I are getting better and better at this.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
No, don't leave.
Oh, don't leave?
Carson, come on.
Because I've also been told that my expectations are high.
So what? So what?
That's my situation.
Well,
you
so
know,
what?
My kids,
you know,
my kids are perfect. My marriage,
sweetheart,
my kids are not
sweetheart.
Perfect. Neither is
sweetheart. Sweetheart, you're not going to get a ticker tape parade every time you open your mouth.
Okay.
Carson. Oh, you can't handle the truth. You remember that from A Few Good Men?
Oh, yes, I do.
And the truth is, nobody in that room could handle the truth. I mean, what they did was wrong, but that's the truth. Okay, so, yes, high expectations. Yeah. So? What, are you supposed to have low ones?
That would be my thinking.
I have high expectations, and all my friends exceed them. That's how I pick friends. Pick good people. Are they perfect in every arena? As soon as I'm perfect in every arena, I'll pick friends who are perfect in every arena. Since I'm not, I don't expect them to be. I just expect them to be kind, compassionate, honest, trustworthy, loyal. You know, people make all kinds of mistakes in their lives. Some are horrendous. Most of them are just stupid. But that's all of us. But if you're asked your opinion, you state it, you clarify it, and then there are a lot of people who can't handle the truth. So I would say to my friend, you did ask me. My opinions are very strong on this area because I value marital sacraments and the healthiest environment for children and the well-being of women in particular. Because women these days think they benefit from shack-ups. They don't understand that emotionally they really can't handle it. Because they have expectations irrelevant to a shack-up. Because a guy basically shacks up because now he doesn't have to pay a whore. Hence, unpaid whore. And that's that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. I mean, guys love the female sexual revolution. It's the greatest gift to men ever. You don't even have to take her to dinner.
Thanks for listening to this edition of The Call of the Day. For even more hours of Dr. Laura, sign up to be a family premium member at drlaura.com.